Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very grave issue which has become a very thorny issue, in fact, in the modern mind, is the notion that why has the Quran granted half share to the daughter vis-a-vis the son? Now, the Quran very clearly says that the nature of the shares or the basis because of these shares have been determined by the Quran is the amount of benefit which the heir has for the deceased person. So this particular area, the Quran says, is very, very clear. It is primarily the extent of benefit which an heir has for the deceased, which forms the basis of inheritance which he receives. However, the Quran says that the extent of this benefit cannot be known by human intellect. A human intellect is not capable of understanding the extent or the exact amount of benefit which, for example, a parent could receive from a son or a daughter or a mother or a father. And the Quran in its own sublime style says, أَبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ لَكُمْ نَفْعًا Surah Nisa. And a simple translation reads that you do not know who among your children and parents are nearest to you in benefit. So the Quran says that the reason why the Almighty has spelled out the shares of the parents or the sons and daughters and other shares is simply the reason that although the basis of this inheritance is benefit, however, the extent of this benefit cannot be deciphered by human intellect. And the verdict of the Quran and of the Almighty is that the shares shall be deciphered, or they shall be spelled out by the Almighty Himself, simply because human intellect is unable to decipher the extent of benefit it has, or a person or an heir has for the deceased. Now, in this particular regard, the Quran has said that the share of the son is twice that of the daughter. And if we judge this statement in the light of this principle, it becomes very evident that it is because the son carries twice the benefit in general circumstances for his parents because the reason that he has been granted this twice share. So one can ask that why at all has this verdict been delivered, because there are circumstances, and in fact in the modern society there can be many circumstances or many cases which can be pointed out in which, for example, a daughter has proven to be much more beneficial to her parents, and so therefore why should she be deprived of more share, and why shouldn't she be given twice the share of the son, because she was at least as beneficial to her parents as a son, or even more. Now, the Quran, of course, deals with normal circumstances. In general circumstances, in general societies, where the system of the family or the institution of the family is in force, whereby, according to the Quran, the son or the husband is the head of the family, and in all such areas, in all such societies, it is primarily the husband who deals with the situation, who is the head of the family. Or in other words, in all such cases, parents find it much more comfortable to live with their son because he is independent. He is the person who is going to take decisions. They are not comfortable living with their daughters or being dependent on their daughters because their daughter herself, if she's married, she's dependent on her husband. So therefore, in normal circumstances, parents feel much more comfortable being dependent on their sons other than their daughters. However, there can be situations, there can be cases in which daughters prove much more beneficial to their parents instead of the son. So in this particular case, if we study the Quran, we come to the conclusion that there are other ways also in which daughters can be given much more than their half share. Thus, for example, parents can gift a certain amount of money in their own lives to their daughters who have served them, for example. And even they can make a bequest in their favor simply because they were of more service to their parents. Now, this would not be annulling the shares of the Quran. The shares of the Quran are primarily based on the familial relationship, the blood relationship. So the shares which have been spelled out by the Almighty, they are spelled out on the basis of that familial benefit which heir has for the deceased person. In this particular case, where a daughter has proven more beneficial to the parents by being of more service to them, of course, a will can be made, a bequest can be made in her favor simply because she was of more service to them. And this would not be annulling or canceling the shares of the Quran, because the shares of the Quran, as I said earlier, primarily relate or only relate to that familial relationship. And this particular will has been made not on the basis of familial relationship, but on the basis of service that she did for her parents. So therefore, in such extraordinary cases, in such exceptional cases, the daughter can be given more than the sun or equal to the sun through these means. However, in general circumstances, in normal circumstances, where the sons carry twice the benefit of a daughter, as the Quran says, this is what the normal case is. And as I said, since parents find themselves more comfortable living with their sons and being more dependent on them simply because a son, being the head of the family, is independent in taking decisions, therefore it is easier for the parents to depend on him. On the other hand, it is difficult for them to be comfortable in normal circumstances with their daughters. However, as I said, in exceptional circumstances, when daughters provide more service, they are more beneficial for their parents, then of course there are other ways out in which bequests can be made in their favor. And so therefore it has to be understood that in general, if the Quran says that the daughter carries half the share of the son, then it is simply because her benefit for the parent is half with relation to the son. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.